Hi there, thanks for joining me. I am Jess Cathy for OLEcast.com, your Northwest entertainment source.
Well, I'm pretty stoked about the new show.
I am too. So I'm here with Mom's Rocket, and you guys can introduce yourselves.
I'm Tom. I say stuff.
And you are the...
What
do you
do? I sing.
You sing. Yeah. You're so excited about that.
Well, you know, it is what it is. It's my part.
Yeah.
I write the lyrics.
Wow.
That's what I do.
It's your part.
Wait, where did this Tom come from?
Hold on. Let's play a song where he nails a part.
That's right, motherfuckers. I'm Tom. I sing.
The front guy.
I'm Randy. I play bass, and you only notice me when I make mistakes.
I'm Ringo. I try to keep time.
I'm Jason. I sweat a lot.
Yes, you do.
Right on your guitar.
Right on the guitar, yeah.
He's got his own corner of the room. The We've got it sectioned off with glass. If you could see it right now, you'd be amazed. It's a splatter fest in there.
A splatter room.
It's a plastic down on the carpet.
Anybody needing a shower can go right in.
And so how long have you guys been together? All together?
Well,
God, Ringo.
Just the four of us, it's been over 5 years.
Right.
Yeah. We're getting into October will be 6 years. Yeah.
That's what I was just going to ask. So that would make it 11 years total as Mom's Rocket, as the three of us.
Right.
With our first drummer.
Well, Jackson's only 9. My wife was pregnant when we got together, so.
So, it's coming up on 10.
Coming up on 10.
Cool.
So, Jeff was in longer, or less time than I thought. He was only about 3.5 years.
Three or four, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been in the band longer than the original drummer now.
Absolutely. Well, wow. As it should be.
And how many albums do we have?
3.5.
Three and currently working on number 4.
No, because we put a 4-song EP out first.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It was 4 or 5.
4, because it was 4-3-2-1.
No, yeah. It was pre V1.
Oh, right. Because I tried to get it and I lost
four, the 4-3-2-1 was.
4-3-2-1.
The only person I know that has one is Fester.
I think I have one somewhere.
What?
Yeah, somewhere.
And you're not sharing?
I don't know. It's kind of like the early, you know, like Iron Maiden tapes. You don't really want to hear them.
The only song that we didn't re-record was the birthday song.
Birthday song, yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard the birthday song.
So three of those songs made it onto the first Mom's Rocket.
Yeah, it was pretty much just pre-pro for the first record.
Yep.
Yeah. V1, and then what was the other one? V2?
V2.
Well, it was just Mom's Rocket, and then V2, and then Red.
And then Red.
Yeah.
And we're working on what now?
This record is not yet titled.
This is yet to be titled.
Although Nisqually might have a good runner chance.
Yeah, we've been kicking Nisqually.
We've all
around.
Got some ideas. So.
Yeah.
So where'd the name come from?
The name of the band.
Mom's Rocket.
That was the old drummer.
Tom's going to argue that.
No. Just wait a second.
You want to hear my memory of it?
Yeah,
let's hear it.
All that we have done and haven't done, all we have to lose and haven't lost. Would come back to bring me at twice the cost. Choose and haven't chosen well, all that we would see and haven't seen it all. All that we would feel and haven't felt so well. What just desecrate me?
Let's hear Randy's story, and then we'll hear the truth.
So, and now for the official Mom's Rocket recollection of how we got our name, Mr. Randy Keller.
No, so here's my memory. We were a band, and we were all just jamming. It was come on down. You don't have to learn any songs, right? It was just free-form jam and acoustic. And then somebody said, oh, Jason, why don't you play electric? So we electrized, and then we recorded some stuff, and then it was like, wow, that sounds pretty good. And then they wanted us to play a show at Charlie's or something. And so like, oh man, we got a show. We should probably have a name. And every other band I've ever been in, the name has been a big circle jerk, posturing, throw it out, voting, everyone, you know, a big cluster. So somebody said, hey, we should probably have a name. And Tom goes, well, I don't know if you guys are going to be into this, but I was thinking about the name Mom's Rocket. And I went, that's kind of cool. And Jason went, yeah. And Jeff said, yeah.
And okay, that wasn't the official recollection of how
that's
went
how
down.
I remember no, it going man, down.
No.
That was your story. No,
well, so here's how it goes. I was in a band before this called Feast of Friends.
Yeah, but right. I didn't know any of that.
And yeah, I know you didn't. This is your.
It doesn't count, Randy.
Yeah. This is Randy's official recollection, but the history goes back a little bit. Okay. So,
now for your history lesson. Starring now, Leonard Pinth Garnell.
For the real story.
Leonard.
Ladies and gentlemen. Way back in 1997.
So me and Jeff were in a band called Feast of Friends, and before that band got named, we talked about names. One of the ideas Jeff had was Mom's Rocket. And he got the idea from a Penthouse cartoon. And there was two kids playing. One kid had an actual model rocket, but the Pope kid has his mom's dildo, you know. And it's obviously a dildo. And so the caption underneath reads, the kid with the dildo says to the other kid, he goes, yeah, my mom's rocket's pretty cool too, but it smells funny. So that was Jeff's idea, and the idea got shot down. But when we started up this band, that's where I pulled the name from, and I looked at Jeff. I go, remember when we were going to name Feast of Friends, and you had the idea of Mom's Rocket? And he goes, yeah. I go, I think that's what we should name the band. And everybody went,
okay.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, it was that quick. Done.
Oh, I'll tell you the real story how it all
happened. He was in a band called Cottonmouth.
Yeah, right. With Tom Roney. And we were looking at a Penthouse magazine.
No, the funny thing is that Jeff was in Hat Trick.
Right.
Well, we and they practiced out there, so we could have found that magazine.
You know,
there's nothing that says we didn't find that magazine.
And then we were going to sue IKEA because then they used this thing where there was some little kid playing with his mom's rocket.
Oh.
So,
that never
sell furniture. We had the video on our website for a while.
Oh, my goodness.
On our Facebook page. Or our MySpace page.
The legend of the mom's rocket name.
Yeah, I didn't have a MySpace, so.
Really?
Yeah.
I had to make one to join this band.
Oh,
I was on there for about a week.
Facebook eats me up sometimes. It's just like,
sort of done.
Ringo killed his Facebook page.
Right.
Again, for like the seventh time.
Dude, I was on it for a day and a half.
I know.
And I said, fuck that. I'm done. Here's what happens. I'm at work. I stop to smoke a cigarette. It takes me about 4 minutes to smoke. crack my rock star, smoke and drink, you know, and then I'm looking at fucking Facebook. And fuck, dude, then like 20 minutes has gone by. I'm like,
so that was awesome.
So after 20 minutes of fucking reading shit, I stopped next to my truck and I said, that's why I fucking hate this. And I went, deactivate, done. And
I was done. So you gotta do what I do, man, just completely ignore it.
Well, it's an addiction. I can't help it.
I see. You've got a social
It's a reflex.
He's playing Farm Saga. I mean,
it's a game.
It's a reflex. Know,
it's the same
thing. It is. It's like, I got nothing to do. It's time to check Facebook.
Yeah.
You know?
Social media.
Well, then, you should be able to quit smoking.
So how'd you like the story?
I love it.
Oh! Complete with the awkward pause. That was awesome.
Quitters never win, Randy.
Well done.
So your Facebook is coming back.
Okay, so what bands were you in before? We'll start with Tom. We've got one. What was
he? Oh, man. My first band was called Deadline.
Wow.
Mike Mager.
Mike Mager. And my guitar player, Booger.
With your road crew, the Heat Miser.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, that was an awful band. And then after that, I quit music. And then I joined a band with Ringo called Cottonmouth. And that band was amazing. I loved music. And I loved that band. And then Ringo and his friend fucked me over and quit.
I've got a story like that.
No bad blood there.
No, not at all.
I'm just kidding,
man. Nobody's got a story
about
that.
No, listen, seriously. In all seriousness, it never really bugged me that much. Those guys wanted to jam with these guys that were in a really successful project, and I don't blame them one bit for what they did. I would have done the same thing. So, I went and supported them even after, didn't I?
Yep.
I mean, I came to all kinds of shows and just milled about the scene for a while, and then I joined Balloon Man. And we did a bunch of cool shows with them, and then after
that
it was...
What that cartoon is about?
What?
Like Flynn and Tom?
Well, that's part of it, yeah.
Okay.
But, no, actually, I don't care. But, I lost train of thought.
Me too, sorry.
Balloon Man.
Got into Balloon Man, then Balloon Man, you know, I did some other side projects with Rob, amazing guitar player, and then I went to Feast of Friends after that, and that's when I ran into you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm walking down the street one day, coming up to a corner, and I get right to the corner, and this garbage can shoots out in front of me. I almost run into this guy, and I look at him, and I'm like, Jason! It was like, big hug, you know, and it was just totally meant to be, because just a month later, or 2 months later, maybe.
Not much longer,
All of a sudden, here's Mom's Rocket, and it was awesome.
Awesome.
And this has been the longest band I've been in.
My story's not that long. When I was a kid, I got a really nice Rickenbacker bass because I wanted to be a bass player, and they let me in the band because I had a nice bass.
Right.
Ernie was probably a better bass player, but I had.
You wanted to do it though.
I wanted to do it. Yeah, I was all into it, man. And so
we were like 15, man. It's a show up thing.
I was there. I had a nice gear. I didn't know how to play anything. He taught me how to play all my songs at the time. Wrong.
So no, not much has changed.
Still playing wrong.
Don't worry, man. That's what Eddie says about Michael Anthony.
He does. Yeah, he totally does.
Oh, that's hilarious. So we were in a band for like 12, 15, 13 years, something like that. We toured around the country.
Cyprus,
yes. Yeah. We were
local Northwest legends. These two,
they were.
We did some cool things, and then that kind of fizzled out with the passing of Scotty.
I love that band, dude.
And
it was a fun band.
So then I don't know. I didn't sell my gear for some reason. I was kind of depressed, and I remember doing the church band thing with Nika's dad, No, that was later. Tresner got me into...
I thought you said this was going to be shorter.
I'm not real right.
Man, I forgot what the question was.
All of a sudden, we're in Rita's digest over
Terry
here.
Terry Tresner got me into Dead Porn Stars.
Yep.
And so I was with him and Eric Brading, and And then I pulled Jason into that band. And then we were really starting to roll, so they kicked me out.
Right. So Eric fired Randy.
Yeah, Eric fired Randy. It was funny. He sat down, he came and talked to me, he's like, I just want, you know, I'm sorry, but I know I said I was never going to do this, and I told you Tommy wasn't going to come back in the band, but...
Tommy wants to play.
But he's all good, and we're going to have Tommy come back in the band, but I want you to still be our manager. I'm like...
He totally did, yeah.
I'm like, Eric, you need to leave now. You need to go. So that wasn't going to happen for me. But that's water under the bridge. It's all good now. Yeah. And then Jason pulled me into this deal. And then now we're back.
We're going to have a little fun now.
Probably, I don't know, yours or his?
That's my story.
Oh, okay.
So Ray told my whole backstory.
Whoa, clockwise.
No, you're going last, man. You're because, you know, dude.
Right,
you're the youngest.
I actually went out
band.
Of. I actually wow. went out.
We don't
out
have seniority. This is like a uni gig.
Wow. I thought those cars were done played out.
All right, go ahead. They are all played out. That's true. Yeah, so I was in Cyprus, and that ended, and then Randy left out. He and I were in Pit Boss for a while.
Oh, I forgot about Pit
Jerry
Boss.
Ziegler.
With Jerry Ziegler.
Wow. Yeah, that was the breakup band. We had broken up with Cypress, and now we were dating
that
Jerry.
That was the rebound. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jerry was on home monitoring, so if we wanted to practice, Jason and I would call each other, hey, you want practice? Sure. And we would just go, because he was there.
Yeah. That was fun. Yeah. Pit Boss was fun. But then I quit for a while, and kind of got revamped into the Dead Porn Stars thing. That fizzled out after Randy left, and I was retired again. And then, but I had it, so after at the end of Dead Porn Stars, the drummer left,
right,
and the vocalist left, and Chris Shealy came over. I jammed with Chris Shealy, and Chris Shealy had been in Feast of Friends, and that's when I first heard Tom. I'm like, wow, I remember Tom Rooney, but I don't remember him being good. So. Months went by, the year went by, maybe, and Bogney.
Yeah.
What's the... Ryan Munguia.
Yeah.
Ryan Munguia. Sorry, it's always the second name that comes to me. Ryan Munguia wanted to, you know, kind of jam, so we jammed. And we had this chick singer come in. She was no good and left. And he said, well, I'm going to call Roni, right? So Roni came over. I just remember Tom coming over, man, and we just started jamming. It's like there was clearly a songwriting connection right there. And we decided we didn't really want to do that. But we set up a couple day a week acoustic jam session
right
after that, and that was really the birth of Mom's Rocket.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah. They lured me in. You don't need to bring any gear. You don't need to know any songs. Just show up on Tuesday. We just jam.
Cool.
It's fun.
That is fun.
I didn't come.
You didn't go?
No, I ran into him again like a month or two later. No, come on, really. You got to come down. Okay.
Okay, now Ringo gets to go, and now we get to talk about the Jeff drama. But I'm going to wait till you get to that part.
Well, I'll tell you the real story behind all that. I was in my first...
Inquiring minds want to know.
They do. My first band, real band I was in, was Disturbance. And we were basically a hard rock, heavy metal, top 40 band. Played at the Red Roof Pub every Thursday night. $3 pitchers of beer.
Awesome,
man. Right?
Woohoo!
I mean,
they were just a bunch of young kids that fucking kicked ass.
Yeah, we were all
covers.
21. Well, we had a couple older guys in the band. But
yeah.
Yeah, we played anything from Anthrax, Sepultura, fucking Iron Maiden. I mean, you name it. We did all our favorite top 40 heavy metal.
You guys reminded me of Riot and when I watch Riot and Rhythm now, I think about the Disturbance days and Cottonmouth.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because it was like looking back into the past, you know.
Yeah, Sepultura has never been top 40.
No, our favorite metal top 40. Not top 40. Our favorite metal top 40.
Nice clarification.
Is what we did.
Right.
After that,
it was a small sample size. It was the 10 people in their group.
Right. then I went. I actually played in a real working top 40 band with sequencer and fucking all kinds of.
I remember that
stuff
too.
In there where like everything's pretty much done by a computer, except I played to a click track and just played all the drum parts. The keyboardist faked every part. He never even... I don't even think he knew how to play the damn thing.
He just programmed it all.
He pretended like he was playing it. He would play bass on like 3 songs, and me and the guitar player were the only ones actually playing our instruments, and then the two guys would share singing. But it was fun. We made money. And then from there, joined Cottonmouth, and then left Cottonmouth for a band called Downfall, which was half a Cottonmouth. Terry and I... And then Jared and Dusty from a band called Dread Series.
Well, that was your downfall.
Ah. Nice job, Randy. And then when I left Downfall, I did a church band thing for a long time. I wasn't even playing drums. I was singing and playing guitar. And then started playing drums again with Jared. And here's the sweet revenge. Tom asked me if I would fill in. And at first, I was kind of unsure about it. And when I went to play the CD, the day after you gave it to me, my car ate it. Like, I couldn't even play it,
get it out. Yeah,
I was like, well, I guess that means no, because I can't learn nothing. Well, as it went on, I started listening to it more and more, and I finally got it figured out. But I told Jared, I was like, it's just a temporary thing, and I think he had an inkling. Because he called Tom and he goes, don't you steal my fucking drummer.
Yeah, he did.
And Tom's like, whose drummer?
And, just getting it back.
I actually did pull that card, too. Yeah, I go, you know, I hate to bring this up, but he was actually my drummer first.
Yeah. Yeah. And, so here I sit. Here I be.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
So we're working on a new album. How many songs have we got?
That's a really good question.
Last count I thought was 9 or 10. Like, super strong possibilities.
We got them written down.
We got them written down right
there. Yeah, you don't have to try to figure it out.
There's six on the board right there.
Yeah, these are six right here, but we're missing some. So give me the
I wrote them on this other thing.
This is going to be a great podcast right here.
No, I love it.
Where's the calendar? Here it is.
Yeah, I think there's nine, because there's three more that aren't on
this. So we got Anna, Freak Show.
Oh, yeah, the 7-4 time one.
So,
what the fuck does that say?
Cut away my head.
So these are really pretty close to
that. Out of my head.
Out of my head.
Cut away my head. Sideways Glances. Black and White. We have Worst of My long. Days.
That's the one we just played.
Yeah. Unsaid. Or whatever you...
Mother.
Tell Mother.
Or 7-4 time.
The 7-4 time one.
Yeah, now, Worst of My Days is the one I start vocally, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the other one, the stoppy one?
I don't think that's on there.
I think
that one's not on the list.
No, that's this one, but it doesn't have a name yet. So the name's been unsaid, because it hasn't been said yet.
I see.
Unsaid.
So isn't that a Grunt Truck song?
Nine?
Unspoken.
Oh, so yeah. Is that nine? Eight or nine?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
And he's a fucking
nine.
Fuck.
Nine.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That means we have 10.
Awesome.
Because the heavy one, the heavy Tom one, is not on this list.
Yeah, we haven't even started fucking with it yet.
Awesome.
Right. Is the other one on that list? Yes.
So that puts us at 10.
10.
So when are we?
So we only need like five or six more.
No, we're done. Record. Let's go record them.
I know. When are we going to have?
We only need eight. We got two throwaways. We're going to write a couple when we get there. You know, we're going to come up with more before we actually get there.
I agree with this plan. Let's start thinking about recording dates.
Yes, just book it.
Let's start thinking about
nothing gets done.
We're ready to get started. There's no doubt
about it. Before the end of the year,
nothing gets done without a date.
You know what? You're right. We are.
Yeah. We're not finished, but we're ready to get started.
Yeah,
you've heard it live right here. We have decided to record.
Well, you're going to hear this live too. I'm not writing any lyrics
anymore.
I'm not writing any lyrics before we go into the studio.
No, what we're going to do this time is start a Facebook thread, and then whatever people put in there will be the next song.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
No, that's not what's going to happen. We're going to track live.
We'll do it on Ringo's Facebook page.
And
this will be
I'm
back.
Do scratch tracks, and I'm going to go back. After my scratch tracks and write down what I said, and that's what's going to be on the record.
Really?
So you're going to go for like a Jim Morrison kind of thing, like in the moment, like...
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I watch that?
Well, because...
That'd be fun.
Well, he sings...
You can have clothes
on. He sings them in practice.
Yeah.
You've heard them.
Yeah.
You heard them today.
They're all the same.
We've recorded a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can take from there. We can also pull stuff off here, too.
Yeah.
I totally agree, too, that pre-writing the whatever you're going to do is just wasting time. Because you're going to want to change it when you get there.
Yep. Well, and we get such a cool vibe going when we play live. That's why that's why I have so much fun playing live. Because of the energy that comes from that. And then when you get in the studio and you're looking at a microphone and you're hearing it in your headphones, it just is not the same.
You know, that's a great way to approach songs. I'm not going to learn any bass lines either.
Hey, you know what? Maybe I won't learn any guitar parts.
Wait, you have to teach him.
We'll do it right there whilst we track.
Well, I find myself together. Getting kind of pigeonholed when I'm looking at a lyric sheet, and I have to do it exactly
to think
this
and
way.
Put him in and, yeah.
Oh, I totally get what you're saying, man. You want to try to capture more of the energy of
the
song.
Yes. More spontaneity and less perfection.
Here I am under the light, into the dark.
This record's going to be different in the fact the last record we all did piecemeal. We put a lot of energy into pre-production. We had tracks and everything, and then Ringo went and played the drums to the pre-produced tracks. Mm-hmm. And then I went back in and re-recorded all the bass over all the drums he had already recorded. And then Jason went and re-recorded all the guitar over all the bass and drums. And then Tom went in and sang, and then Jason went in and did a bunch of guitar solos. And there was a lot of separation amongst us while the recording was happening, which is fine, and I really enjoy listening to the record, and I think the production is awesome, and Steven did a phenomenal job. We had his engineer, Steven Hogan. Yeah, he's awesome.
Who rumor has it is actually in Macklemore now.
Yeah.
So Steve got a gig with Macklemore, and now last I heard he had a coming on stage part, which is awesome.
Yeah, Steven's a great dude. Yeah.
And the tambourine on our last record, that's Steve.
I think we
well and John. Credit. Steve and John Danmeyer.
Let's read the credits. He's on there. So this one, we want to do more of a, hey, let's just try to get in the same room and just jam.
Wow.
And get a different energy.
That's way more what V2 was.
Yeah.
Cool. Our second record, V2, was way more of that.
Yep.
Wow.
It wasn't exactly that, but it was way more closer to that.
Well, and that's what I'm... That's well, the what problem, I'm hoping for.
The problem with Red is I went and did all my drum tracks, and then like 9 months later is when we went in there tracking, and started bass tracking.
That was only a couple weeks.
Because we got bumped.
But
that
oh,
was
yeah.
We lame,
got,
dude.
We got bumped by...
Dave Matthews.
Wow.
Yeah. For a while,
no,
dude.
No, that was for mixing. Mixing, yeah. Not
That was
not
Electric
tracking.
Kitty. No, I only tracked a couple weeks after you did. But by the time it was done, it was 9 months.
Yeah, it was forever. Huh. All my shit changed by the time
I
got back.
I wasn't even there when you tracked drums, man. I was in Hawaii. I was in Maui when you tracked
November.
Drums. It had to be... It was months before we started laying out tracks after that.
Anyway.
Yeah, we're old. We can't remember that stuff. Months?
So, yeah. Time flies. It's all one memory. But the next record is going to be more of a jam.
That would be cool. Because you guys have tons of energy when
we'll
you
see.
Play together.
We'll see. Yeah,
it'll cost less money.
That's what we're going for.
Yeah,
I really want to go back to, like, we used to talk about capturing the basement. I want to capture this room. And, you know, playing in here live is just a blast.
I know, it's hard to sit still.
Yeah.
So we'll bring the couches, the carpet, and the cooler. And an empty box of Coors Light.
You know what? We can bring the rug. Actually should do that.
Yeah. And we can bring all the posters.
All the posters. tons of posters.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be something?
That would be awesome.
And
we'll get a bunch of bed sheets.
Right.
And then we'll just paint silver stripes on it, look like the garage door.
I can take the garage door off of there and we can bring it.
Yes. Fuck it. Zocker's going to frame up this room exactly wherever we're going, including the shelf full of clothing and hats.
That's a damper back there, man.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
All them clothes.
And then we start the show. We got the sound guy starting the music, and we hit the garage door open.
That would be awesome, dude. That'd be awesome. A giant.
That would be good.
We're really just a garage band. No kidding.
But it's
man.
Like a White River sized garage door.
So
giant, fuck, 200 foot long.
You came into a funky interview.
So there's your Spinal Tap moment, right? Because the garage door will go up about halfway and stop.
Then you got to hit the button. It goes
you're
back
off.
Down.
You're off.
It's doing this to stop.
Yeah, it keeps bouncing off the floor.
There's a big fucking light blinking in the background.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh, just imagine, if you will.
Where's your favorite place to play in Olympia?
Right here!
Yeah. Are we inside Olympia right here?
No,
or
we're
Lacey?
In Nisqually.
You could say we're in Lacey. I mean, Olympia, whatever.
Okay.
I can say race Nisqually.
Yeah.
I mean, we got a ton of people in Olympia that love to come out and see our band.
Right.
We got no place to play except for that Grange Hall.
Black Lake?
That I think is cool.
That was a great show.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it takes to make that happen.
$450 or something.
Yeah,
not
yeah
too
something
much.
Like that. And sound.
Backstage. I saw you guys there.
Where?
Backstage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Capitol Theater.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the big cool. house, when we opened for Hell's Bells, that was really cool.
Well, we did a show there one night with Amanda Hardy and Atomic Ballroom, and that place was packed when we played.
It was.
I was there.
You were there. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I think that was the first time my dad actually seen me play drums live in a band.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was a little tipsy that night.
Yeah, I think somebody tripped and fell. Was that Randy?
I know there were some great pictures of that night though, and it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People.
Yep.
I brought 8 people with me.
Did you really? Thank you.
So, if you could play anywhere, where would you want to play? Quick.
Knitting Factory.
Chime in.
Knitting Factory is a good one.
More theater.
Okay. Tom?
Yeah, more theater. Yeah.
Okay. What'd you say?
Knitting Factory is a good one. Yeah. More's a good one. Paramount.
Paramount would be
Paramount.
Fucking
yeah.
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 What's
yeah.
the one downtown Tacoma?
Temple Theater.
Temple Theater, yeah.
I'll
that would be
there.
Fun.
Yeah.
So,
hey, there's a room.
How about the Capitol Theater?
Actually, there's a room out cool. There's a room out in
Washington Center.
In is it Shelton? It's in Aberdeen. There's a theater there.
Oh yeah.
Oh
that,
yeah.
That's supposed to be a really cool room. And some nationals have been through there, so.
So I have to say thank you so much for hanging out with me, sharing some of your stories, and we will see you all again very soon. Very, very, very soon. You've been listening to Just Kathy with OliCast.com. Thanks for joining me. Tune in next week for another entertaining local interview.